Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Cave 2.0, Coast to Coast, with the DIY Animator. And we're going to be talking about animation. We're going to be talking about the nature of reality. We're going to question our belly buttons, our toes, our shoes, our feet, our hands. I'm going to question your existence. I'm going to question my voice. I'm just going to question. That's what we're doing today. So Friday kind of guy is joining. I guess technically, Friday kind of guy is right now technically a Saturday kind of guy. But there's a harbor hop. Oh, awesome. Cool. How you doing, Friday? How's it going? Let me say hello. Hi. You should call in since it's just me and you. You can just jump off when somebody gets on. How's that? Some direct uno a mano. Did I really just say one mano? One solo? 110. There we go. So we got Friday. What else have we got? What's Saturday night? I'm sure everyone is out and about getting besotted or getting sexually transmitted diseases or chasing silverfish in moonlight. Who knows? Look, we wish them well. So, like I said, one of the things that had tickled my brain when I started this show was Art Bell. Art Bell, live, coast to coast. He talked about 4 or 5 hours, all like Joe Rogan. And a pretty diverse, mixed crowd. Let me tell you, by the time I got off the road, driving over the road long haul, in those 53-foot conventional tractor trailers, I was always looking up in the sky, expecting to see a UFO, which is an unidentified flying object, at any moment. But it wasn't to be. It was not to be. Icha, hey, what's up? Welcome to the cave. I'm Yobi. I'm your DIY animator. And I just dropped the new reformatted 6 seconds. And if you want to know how many panels that is, 6 times 24, that's how many panels I got done. So all of yesterday morning, I translated into 6 seconds of an animated world for your entertainment. Icha, are you allowed an all-you-can-eat buffet? You're always hungry after you just ate. What? Doing good. Kick one of those days. It will be glorious. Glorious. Friday, to honor our last broadcast and your question about Street Fool. So as it stands now, we'll put out one episode of The Cave 2.0 and then one episode of Street Fool. One episode of Cave 2.0, one episode of Street Fool. So the crazy adventure enlightened and then the down in dirt crazy trailer level kind of life, you know, trailer life. I should wear that on my knuckles. Oh my God. If you look at my photographs, I have a warehouse life. Two ladies who had warehouse life written on their knuckles. Yeah. So what I'm going to talk about today is I did actually, after over 25 days of trying, screwing around with Toon Boom's Harmony 17, which I do get the amazingness of it if you go through their re-education program to learn how to do cutouts and rigging in the proper form and format. Now, I get that, that's a lot of work for one person to storyboard and to do all the rigging and do all the input and all that stuff. I get why the studios break everything up into all the different departments. But at the same time, I don't get it because Don Bluth, who was with Disney, Walt Disney, So when all the old school animators, they did it all, right? And as soon as they got a production going, they would hire some crew, right? And Don Bluth, man, I think he was one of the animators who committed a Walt Disney sin in that before, I believe what he worked on originally was the 101 Dalmatians. Correct me if I'm wrong. Anybody? Anybody? Icha, Friday kind of guy. Were you all in the same town or something? I'm kind of getting the feeling that all you guys kind of like ghost around all the different podcasts and live casts and kind of just hang out on, rather than do it on Discord. Is that the thing? That's what my kids are always on, Discord. So Don Bluth, where was I? Don Bluth. He did a hard black line on the outside of his characters, right? His characters had hard, dark black lines. Whereas before that, it was just a paint, like the paint to the next color, right? Or think of Snow White. I mean, you probably didn't think of it until I mentioned it, but the color pattern, it just kind of stopped. Whereas in 101 Dalmatians, it's the first time, and you can also tell the difference in 101 or Astro Cats, they lined their characters, lined them out. And Don Bluth, he also worked on The Dark Cauldron, which is the redheaded stepchild of the Disney pantheon. I think it's one of the greater works. It had a comedian, I forget his name, but he was smuggy. He was a weird little hairy man dog that followed him around. And I think it was at that point everyone started looking at each other going, you know, they do always have some kind of weird sidekick in every movie. And I think it was all the way into Hercules when they got really kind of twisted. They let their freak flags fly on Hercules. You know, I don't know about you, but if I ever met God face to face, he would probably look exactly like Zeus on Hercules to me. Big old guy, curly hair. He'd be a cartoon. Of course, he'd be a cartoon. Chatter Richard is joining. Hello, Chatter. Hello, Bobby Shamar. Come on up. Get some digital mocha. You're here with the DIY animator, and we're going to talk about animation. So, I don't know if you've seen my post that I posted yesterday. It's called, Sometimes the First Method is the Best One. If you go to YobiWorks, it's YobiWorks.art, as in A-R-T, you can see that post. It's sticky, and it has the latest drop of the Cave 2.0. I had to revert back to Flip-A-Clip. I don't know if you're familiar with Flip-A-Clip. Flip-A-Clip, well, hell, it's the first thing I used. It worked, and it's what I created the initial Cave 2.0 storyboard, where Meh comes into the cave, and then it was going to go to Astrothane, the Galatian, right? And then one night, animating my ass off. I mean, like, I thought I was in the zone. I was about to blow people's minds. And then I hit play after all that hard work. Here, I'll read you folks this article because it really says it. Oh, I'm losing people as fast as I'm getting them. Good, because the ones who stay are the right people. That's how I see it. Let's see. Here we go. Oh, sometimes here we go. It's right there. The article's fun. Okay, so here we go. This is what happened. Okay. So I'm working on the Cave 2.0. Enter Red. Yep. However, I'm exactly outlining what happened the last 25 days and why it's missing the opening in the drop that is in the post today. And what any of you adventurous DIY animators out there like myself can learn from my exercise in adding time to your project. It's what it is. It's a learning process, right? So I fell into my favorite mind trap. I say favorite because I do it over and over and over again for the love of Steve. I mean, really. Sidebar, what are your favorite mind traps? And don't be shy. Any of y'all out there, if y'all have a mind trap that you get trapped into and you've identified it, saddle on up and let's commiserate a moment together. Just give a call in and we'll go live nationally and air our dirty underwear and socks to everyone who wants to listen. Sorry, your internet went out after my last message. When is Street Fool dropping? Before 2019 ends? Friday, well, let me ask you, Friday, how many animations have you done? Just curious. So, it's difficult to, convey time unless you have a little bit of an idea of what's involved. And then I can give you a pretty accurate projection. Otherwise, how many wipes does it take to get to the bottom of your toilet paper roll? I don't know. It's a pure speculation. I know I'm not going to rush it. This is what I'm going to tell you. I'm the kind of guy. Let's just continue. I mean, the point is that the desire I still have when I'm creating something is I want to put the best possible thing I can out. Honestly, it's not for you. It's for me. I'm the one who's going to freak out if I'm not comfortable and okay with what I'm putting out, right? So presenting something is different in my mind, right? I want to put the best possible thing out. Presenting something, like if you do a presentation, that is a chore publicly displayed. But a creation is offering myself up from my flow place. It's sacred, if you will. Sacred. Wait, why aren't we on this cliff? Now that word sacred, it isn't there to intimidate, merely to demonstrate. It's how I think about creative endeavors. It's how I, quote, Yobi. I guess it's enough digression. Okay. Let's move on. Let's see. You lost count. I know some take months. Yeah, but you're right. The ones that they're whipping out now, they've got crews. It's like a whole industry, right? Here, we'll get to that in a minute. So after I completed my 531 hand-drawn panels using the Android app Flip-A-Clip, you can check them out. I don't think their site is secure. I think it's two Austrians and a piece of paper or something, but they got something functional together. I was getting onto the next scene and introducing Prisoner 2, who's Astrothane from about 214 BC, before Common Era, the Galatian. Now, during the editing review, I realized I had absolutely no idea where the scene was actually going. And when I say editing review, I mean okay, I'm done with all the adding the panels. Let's hit play and see what it looks like. I had no idea where the scene was going. And worse than that, the animation had gone off the rails into this weird eyeball fixation that was uncomfortable to watch and lacked any character identity or consistency. Like immersed in this eyeballed uncanny valley as a viewer, I was suddenly met by Astrothane, who appears without context, looking dark, intending something by his looks. He has a slanted lounge lizard smile on his face. The cute mustache blowout scene that I had devised in my fevered brain and intended at the beginning had morphed into this brightening tentacle thing that seemed in full-on attack mode as the lights or whatever I was thinking at the time in the cartoon flicker. Astrothane kind of seems to jump close to the viewer, and it's as a New Year's Eve all-nighter at the skating rink type of strobe light effect begins, right? My leans in close to here because I was having Astrothane lean in close to me, I can't hear you, old man. It devolved into some kind of replay in this weird sort of orgy of false intentions that could, if I left it like that, become someone's unfortunate and entirely unnecessary lawsuit. They would never believe me in court, even with proof. I couldn't help thinking that. So all I thought was, oh my dear playa gods, what in the hell have I just created? I blew my own self-confidence bubble of creativity out of the water. So I posted that monstrosity in the post. Okay. By the way, I don't know if y'all know this. I've been reading this post to you the whole time. Yes, you're welcome. Yes, yes, I know. Very good. Applause, applause all around. The short answer is no. Can't wait for 2020. Okay, Friday kind of guy. Okay, I got to tell y'all. Tell me if I'm close on this, Friday. Your plan is, as the number one and first supporter and fan, as people lose their, as people lose their shit over it and like it and dig it, and you know you're going to get called to all the galas and all that stuff, and get fed, introduced to all the women, fed all the candy, and we'll and then we'll just, you'll become our plaything, and we'll watch you descend into madness. Is that what's happening, Friday? I joke. Hey, Joseph Jackson. Sounds familiar. So we have two listeners. So we're talking about my episode that dropped. I added 6 more seconds to the storyline. It's on yobiworks.art. On which page? It's on sometimes the first method is or was the right one or the best one. That's the article we're talking about, and where the drops of 36 seconds of the previous animation is, minus the introduction, which is, it's about 23 seconds. But see what I mean? That was my near month-long journey began there, into this abyss of like amazingly cool programs and equipment and things this boy could not afford yet. So first I drove into a free trial subscription to Toon Boom's Harmony 17 Premium. That's like jumping off into that's like going to NASA and walking up to the astronaut before he gets in and goes, oh, hey, I got it. I'll just fire it up. there's so many buttons and whiz bings and stuff. It's a lot to learn. But and just the other night, I actually made 4 frames of animation in Toon Boom. I was shocked. So I was like, okay, I need to restart this and do it all together and right. And I couldn't get it to work again. Too heavy for my machine. And so I got 1 month of Toon Boom's Essentials program. And the Essentials, we talked about that Friday. The Essentials is like, whew, that's challenging, right? Hey, Amir. That face looks familiar, Amir. Where have I seen that face? Let's see. You look like Sasha Cohen, Borat. You look like Borat or Saddam. Sorry. Except your mustache isn't as bushy as his was. So it's probably just because I have just a part of your picture. But me, I look like a creep cowboy. So who am I to speak? Okay, so animation. That was my experience with Toon Boom. It's really heavy lifting, man. Guys, don't jump into Toon Boom just willy-nilly. It's expensive. I believe it's worth it. Once you know the system, you can crank out cartoons like nobody's business. But anybody who's using Toon Boom, there's a lot of hard work that goes into animating that Toon Boom alleviates. It straight up takes it off the table. You don't have to worry about it. Now, just real quick, for those who don't understand what I'm talking about, let me give you the quick rundown. Okay. Animation used to be, you'd have a piece of paper on a board, right? Drafting, and they'd have pegs that locked in the animation. Okay? And those pegs would allow you to flip between pages and make sure that your drawing looked right on the next drawing. And you'd have a light panel underneath that would shine through the different sheets of paper or layers so you could keep track of where you were at, depending on how thin the paper was. And backgrounds were done by somebody else, somebody entirely different, because they were busy worrying about the animation. Oftentimes, the best method for animating is to record your audio first. And when you record your audio first, it's easier then to have your animator draw the cartoon to the sound because he has the recording right there, right? It's harder for, say, even me, the DIY animator. It's difficult for even me to lip sync along with the cartoon. I don't know about you, but I just look like overdubbed anime. So that's what's going on with that. So that's the old style. That's the old school. And if you want to have an open source animation style like that, there is one available for you guys. You can start messing around with it right now. It's called Pencil 2D. The 2D stands for two-dimensional, and pencil is what people used to draw with. Anyway, you can go do that. It's a free download. You can get the last stable build, which came out last May, or you can get the Bleeding Edge. They do a nightly update, man. People who are working on that, wow. I mean, I think they have Blender in their targets. That's what they're going after, Blender. So Blender is a 3D animation software. It's a little bit different than just regular animation, and they just came out with a new release in Blender that has the Grease Pencil that allows you to do 2D animations in the 3D space. I haven't done it yet. It looks kind of weird. Feels kind of greasy, actually. So I did a little bit of animation in Pencil 2D, and I did a little bit of animation in Blender, and did a little bit of animation in Harmony Toon Boom, and then I was like, what the hell am I doing? If I try and learn these programs, I'm not going to get a cartoon out until 2021, and the world will be over by then. We don't want the world to be over, do we? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do one episode in Flip a Clip. I'm going to do one episode in Pencil 2D if I can get it wrapped, you know, if I can wrap my brain around it. I'm going to do an episode in Blender. I'll do an episode in the Blender. Yeah, that's where I'm going to put all the shitty episodes afterwards. I'm just getting some really good Blenders. Black and Decker. Hey, you guys still out there, or am I just talking to myself? Am I talking to myself? Guys, I need an audience. I can't talk to myself. I only know one person who talks to herself, and it trips me out a little bit. Nope. Y'all live in the same town? Yeah, wait, y'all know where I live, huh? Well, I don't live where you live, but I can see you through your window right now. Stop doing that to each other. I'm just kidding. Halloween's coming up. I had to do it, right? Well, I didn't have to do it. I just, sure, yeah. Just accept it. Just let it happen, guys. It's easier if you let it happen. That's the creepiest thing I think I've ever heard people say. People say it all the time. Just let it happen. It sounds like the last thing you hear right after you feel the warm breath behind your ear. Just let it happen. If any of y'all got a moment, I wouldn't mind hearing your thoughts. Go on to yobiworks.art and view the clip. Tell me what you think. Okay? Now, there is a forum for Flip a Clip. They just had a new release. Of course, I got the premium. Went to the forum and looked at all their full animations. They started a thread of all the full animations. And the full animations, guys, right now the full animations are like After Effects. They're GIFs. Dude, look, we're right here at the cusp. And I've already got the website. I already bought it. I had to. When I posted this article, I was like, I looked it up, my idea in Google. And what? Nobody has it? Hell yeah, I'm going to buy the domain name. So, this is the deal. You remember how Napster did it, music industry. Y'all guys remember that? I happened to be in a band at the time, and goofily enough, the name of our band was Untitled, because we couldn't think of a goddamn name, and we thought it would be hilarious when they called us out on stage. And here we have Untitled. And everybody would be like, what the fuck? It was a terrible idea. It's like shopping at the shoe department. Everybody goes, shoe department where? No, that's the name of the store. Oh, those people in North Carolina. Where do they come up with their creativity? So, and we wrote a manifesto predicting the downfall. It was like a 32 page. I still got it. Me and my band mates. Predicting the downfall of the record labels. The democratization of the music industry. We saw it all coming. Or at least I did. I was the prophet for sure. And then YouTube came along, right? What did that do? Right, the early people on YouTube are what? They're influencers and, you know, whatever the hell. Just don't ever buy likes. That's all I'm saying. Don't buy likes. Like yourself for who you are. Hey, is that Greek Orthodox or is joining? I can't even pronounce that. I'm sorry. Well, welcome. And hi, ID 161-25452. So either anonymous or a patroller. Welcome, patroller. Hope you're enjoying it. Officers, please. Everything's fine here. Nothing to see. Nothing to see. Move on. Move on. So YouTube blew up the idea of online filmmaking, right? People, Justin Bieber wouldn't be Justin Bieber if it wasn't for YouTube. Am I wrong? Of course I'm not wrong. And guess what? Right now, animations are owned by who? Exactly. It's owned by Disney, Pixar, DreamWorks. Everybody who's got a big crew can crank that stuff out. And they have a formula. And just like analytics, where you don't even know they're messing with your brain, they're messing with your brain. I know, because I do web design and some analytics, and I'm here to tell you, sociologically speaking, they know if they do A, B, or C to your type, who has this demonstrated online history, that you will most likely do, percentage-wise, 80% of this and 20% of that. That's the most likely scenario. They know what the odds are that you're going to go touch yourself after this, or whatever. Is it scary? No. Because fucking, as soon as you get on the internet, it's too late. It's too late. Anything you write on the internet, expect it to be forever. So don't say anything you don't want out there forever, right? Even if you went and spray painted, you love Susan B. Anthony, red, blood red spray paint in the interior hallways of your school, eventually that could get washed off, scraped off. The photos would eventually get lost and nobody would barely remember it by the time you made it to the old folks home, but potentially digitally could be forever, at least until everybody realizes there is no AI overlord. We are the biological AI, part of the cave 2.0, right? We're questioning reality. So I don't know how many people still know about Plato's Allegory of the Cave. Friday, have you gone to read it? Or have you at least, come on, tell me you've done this Friday. Don't let me down. Don't let me down. Have you at least gone on YouTube and watched one of the Plato the Cave 4 or 5 minute video cartoons explaining it? Yes? No? Come on, Friday. Oh, 7. I rolled 7 coming out. I'm out. Everybody loses their pass line. It's terrible. Friday, got to get away from my crutch table there. I thought you were my number one fan. I guess, man. Well, who else is there? See, Joseph? I don't know. Might be able to give Friday a run for his money. Number one fan. Totally planned. So the point of the DIY. Hey, do that fucking shit down! That's the crazy 5150. So I was in the car park. And if you go to Facebook, you will see the fucking, my posts of my life getting threatened. Couldn't get anybody to do anything. So I just pulled out my phone and said, I'm broadcasting this. on Facebook, so I'm either going to give everybody a gruesome show, or you're going to become a star. Yeah, anyway, turned out. Otherwise, but, you know, it is what it is in Trailer Park. I won't say anything more. Needless to say, I've got plenty of storyline for Street Fool. Where was I? Yes, collaboration, collaborative work. That's the point of YobiWorks, which is the sponsor for this, right? YobiWorks is exploring or finding your imagination through the arts and multimedia. Hold on. Let me get my, I gotta arm myself. When I say arm, I mean, I like get my arms ready. Because it's totally cool for the other crazies to be crazy, but they get all jumpy. And it's better to talk soft and carry a big stick. So I got a couple of big sticks here. yeah. The main streets of San Francisco. I don't know if any of y'all are old enough to know, but Dirty Harry was set in the late 70s San Francisco, which was pretty, streets of San Francisco. It's cleaned up a lot, you know, I guess. Anyway, back to animation. This is the opportunity for DIY animators to collaborate and build something together, open source, sharing and transparent, that will give the conglomerates and Disney and everybody run for their money. Don't get me wrong, I like me a Pixar. That Inside Out, that's amazing, 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 cool, deep animation. But it shouldn't be that the only way I can animate is if I'm already in the industry or I've got bucks. Because if I got bucks, I'm not hungry, right? I'd have to be crazy into animation. Because if you got money, you kind of got easily, readily accessible distraction that keeps you from doing what you want to do, right? You've heard necessity is the mother of invention. Well, I'm pretty damn broke. I wore those golden handcuffs. I made six figures. I had a company truck. I had everything, but I was good at what I did, but I was not happy. And it did not challenge me. So here I am. For me, it's better to be happy at what I do and make enough to be sufficient. I don't need to be rich. I'd give it all away. No sound, cracking bitches. No sound. Somebody call me cracking bitches? My power. Oh, who's this guy? Oh, that's because you have to, hey, white power, you have to like unmute yourself. You have to unmute yourself. It's, you do know what a button is? It's the one you're pushing on everybody right now, the trigger button. Yeah. Dude, so wrong. Okay, you can't hear me? Hold on, let me check this out. Hey, Ryan McKay, hold on. Oh, you can't hear? Oh, shit. Okay, there we go. As I was saying, I live in a trailer park, and these dip, pardon my French, these French onion dips, they can have their loud ass, goofy, stupid shit out here all the time. I don't confront them because I'm a Marine. And frankly, Marines have two modes. on and off. Nobody wants me on. I don't want to be on. It's too much work. Cleanup is messy. Oh, cool. We heard everything, don't worry. Ron McKay. You know Ron McKay? No, Michael McKay. But he ran a facility down in South Texas, and he was having drag races at night with his forklifts. And, yeah, that was crazy. They were having, like, drive-by forklift shooting ranges and stuff. It's crazy. Anyway, here on the Cave 2.0, we do not advocate violence in any way. This is America. You're free to do whatever you want as long as you're not hurting others or impinging their freedoms, right? Life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. It's all our inalienable rights. So I know it's ironic that if it's inalienable, why do we have to name them? But yeah, as long as you're not hurting anybody, do it to it. You can go and get your plastic or robot girlfriend and whatever floats your boat. But here, if you call in, it's a Socratic method forum, so we do questions. We avoid statements, because statements are what? They're statements. They're statements of position. And I'm unblockable. White power is unblockable. How nice. Oh, faggots. Dude, we are not blocks of wood, okay? You cannot throw me on a fire. I don't burn. What? Oh. Here we go. Dude, you're all messed up. You don't understand white power. You don't bother me at all because, you know, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. It's a digital environment, you know. Unlike the kids here, my life doesn't exist in it. But where I'm talking, I'm completely good to go. So, you know, I don't know what good it does you, buddy, to like, I ain't worried. Yeah. Just trying to get a move along. Anyway, I'll let you guys handle them. Okay. So, yeah, the coming race war. So, in this Socratic Method forum, in our forum, we try and avoid politics and religion, like stances on it, because I don't like looking like an idiot. Not that I don't know what I'm talking about, it's that. Why would I engage in the industry that's functioning exactly as it should, keeping us distracted while the wealthy do whatever the hell they want to do, right? It's always been that way. It's always going to be that way unless the people wake up. And if the people are going to wake up, you can't tell them, man. You can't, like, hold up a sign in front of the camera. People are waking up. Like in Occupy, what happened immediately after that? Things got brutal. Which is why I had one foot in Burning Man, that thing in the desert, and one foot in Occupy. And Occupy go, you're wrong. Stick a finger in people's faces. They tend to not react well. So you got to change hearts, not minds. You can't change hearts. They have to change on their own. And the event I was going to, they just said, here, man, go out there and do your thing. But you want to walk around naked with like a bunny head on attached to your butt, whatever. Just don't like do anything weird to anybody. Have fun. That's a lot of freedom. Let me tell you, there were a lot of naked bodies out there. A lot. But honestly, after day two, if that naked body isn't coming towards you, it's the naked bodies kind of like merge into the scenery. Boulders and things. And, you know, what's the point of staring? Is it half the people are naked? It's not worth looking at. It's only cool if they're naked and they're like coming towards me. I got to tell y'all a funny story. You want to hear a funny story? Then we'll get back on to animation. So my first burn, we got there, we'd been in line for 12 hours, no porta potties. So we parked right next to the first porta potties we had, and that was where we stayed the whole event. And our neighbor, that was their first burn, and he really, really, really wanted to find the orgy dome, right? Who doesn't want to find the orgy dome? I mean, just saying it out loud, there's a dome with orgies every night? What? Single guys can go in there, right? It's creepy. Although I did know two guys who pretended to be gay to get in to see what it was all about. And then it kind of like almost within like a minute or two, everyone slowed down and stopped and looked at him and said, "Hey, welcome. You're gonna hook up? They're gonna show us your stuff?" Uh-oh, they got the bluff called. So this guy finally by Thursday, every night around the fire, did you find the orgy dome? Thursday goes, "Yeah, totally found the orgy dome." I'm like, "Well, tell us what happened. What was it like?" He said, "Well, maybe it was the time I was there, but it was just me and about 30, 35 other guys." Of course, we had to ask. "So what'd you do?" So I got the hell out of there. I don't know if he did or not. I mean, only he knows, right? I went into the orgy dome and checked it out in 2014. Because we noticed we had just the exact same amount of women as guys, perfect ratio. And we, as guys, said, "Can we all please accompany us just so we can go in and see what this is about?" They agreed. So we went and saw what it was about. And they made us agree when we went in together that we would leave together. So we all did. It was 8 of us. Anyway, it wasn't all that. But if you're going to go to that thing in the desert, and I don't advise it, Burning Man sucks. Don't go. Okay? And they're my tribe. They're like my people. Don't go. It sucks. Besides, you don't want to have to go discover who you are and then assume a fake name. It doesn't seem like the right way around. But that's where I got my Yobi. Yobi Bear is my nickname. Forgot what my first name was for a while. Nobody called me Adrian anymore. I was Yobi. Friendly, cool, and funny. Oh, thank you, Friday. You should see me. And every morning I look in the mirror and I laugh and I laugh. That's how I know I could do stand-up comedy. I just got to get the right mixture of bits. So me and my Asian, half-Asian girlfriend are putting together like an Asian bit, which I didn't save on my me mind, but it's hilarious. Yeah, it's hilarious. So DIY animator, DIY comedian. I figured if I'm doing all this stuff, I might as well try stand-up comedy, right? Because in the Bay, there's like open mics almost every night. And let me tell you, if you ever heard that comedians are going through stuff, or do you have to have had a bad childhood or be dark to be a successful comedian? The answer is yes. The answer is all those folks are pretty effed up, man. They've got issues. And for some reason, in the Bay, I was in an Oakland comedy club, and I did a 19-minute set. But before I went on, there was another white guy with a bald head. And for some reason, everybody assumes a white guy at a comedy club is Jewish. Go figure. I don't know why. I'm white. I don't know. Most of the comedians are of color. They're pretty funny. Sometimes. Sometimes they're just creepy. But mostly, it's just comics, listening to comics. So they don't have time to laugh. They're too busy waiting for you to shut up so they can go do their thing. Example, I did an open mic in Alameda the week before this last week. And two comedians before me, no, three comedians, just went off on this. He said wasn't going all that great, so he just started talking about bukkake. If you don't know what bukkake is the art of a woman shaking her head and getting stuff all over it. Anyway, so he talked about that on stage, and we're like, "Oh God, okay, he's bombing. Everybody bombs on stage one time or another. Next comment goes up, he's not getting any play until he goes, "What, do I got to talk about bukkake?" Yeah, that's exactly what he had to do. He had to talk about bukkake. And sure enough, near the end of my set, I was like, "So I guess I better try it, bukkake." You know, I mean, do anything for the laughs. Anything for the laughs. Kids, ask your parents. It's where you go get mayonnaise and you throw it all over the face of the bread. It likes it. It's asking for it. And then you put the ham on the bread. And then after that, you totally bukkake the mustard on it. That's what it has done. It's spreading. It's spreading what you need on the face of something. God, that would totally like screw somebody's childhood. Oh my goodness. The ramifications of that are huge. Okay, so I'm going to drop a little bit about the Cave 2.0 that you didn't know. The general premise of the Cave 2.0. For those of you, super quick rundown. The cave was an allegory by Plato about 2,500 years ago, where he illustrated the idea of someone who didn't educate themselves or gain knowledge was like a prisoner chained in a cave who could only see one wall. And that's all they ever saw was the wall, and there were shadows cast on the wall, and they thought that was reality. One of the prisoners escapes, goes out to the sun, discovers there's a wider world out there, and how a shadow is formed, goes in to free his prisoner fellows, tells them what's outside the cave, and they say, he's crazy, kill him! that's what happens. It makes sense. Do you ever wonder, like, okay, this is a weird side note. I have had this thought forever. So those of you who are familiar with the psilocybin mushroom, which by the by has been legalized in San Francisco Bay Area, you can have, take, and consume mushrooms in public and pot. Yeah, it's really weird, but you totally do it here. I think I've done all my trips. But psilocybin mushrooms grow in cow shit. Cow patties, right? In the Midwest, during the months of February to maybe early May, you can go out to the cow fields and you can go pick yourself some mushrooms, right? For free. So cows also practice coprophagy. Coprophagy is when you see your dog go eat another dog's poo. That's coprophagy. A rabbit will eat its own little pellets. It's called coprophagy. Cows also eat their own poo. It's called coprophagy. Why do they do it? Well, for the cow has four stomachs. Doesn't get all the nutrients out the first time it eats it, right? So this is my question. The cow patty sitting there full of psilocybin mushrooms, and the cow goes, nice patchy. Eats it all up. Do you think there's a moment when the cow is in the field and it just suddenly occurs to it, oh my God, I am a cow. Huh. Moo. Right? I know how mushrooms affect me, or did. I'm just curious. I mean, they have a brain. Maybe they trip out? What happens? I know you don't ever, 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 ever want to see a cat tripping ever. And I suggest that to mean if you see anybody about to accidentally or think it would be funny to dose a cat, don't ever let them do it. Trust me on that one. That's a public service announcement right there. So I said that to say illustrate this point. The cave, they didn't want to believe the returned prisoner that what the real truth was, because they didn't know any other, and because what he was saying threatened the fundamental underpinnings of what it meant to exist for them. They weren't quite elastic enough to go, oh, really? Like, everything's completely different outside the cave? Really? Even though I've never seen it? You're the only one who's seen it. Oh, that's convenient. Oh, sure, sure, I'll do it. I guess if they believed him, then they could call him the Messiah. Makes sense. I believe even though I have not seen. So let's say they're leading the cows, just get out the truck. And now I used to work in trucking, and I'm telling you, this is how it works. They would come in from the cow ranch, a big rig, you know, the livestock truck, and it would back up on one end of the warehouse. All these cows go in, on the other end, there'd be another truck just backed up. Those cows that went in, moo, 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 come out like ham, slices of ham, ground beef, and everything on the other end. But you can't see through the wall, so you can't see the horrible whatever is going on. Basically, they take a hammer and smash it upside the head. Well, they grab it by its ankles, hang it upside down, and then smash it in the head. Well, let's say, just for the sake of argument, that all these cows, one of the cows somehow has a premonition that they're all going to get killed if they go into that building. He starts telling his other cow buddies, hey, I think we should go in there. That's going to be death. Oh, moo, moo. Listen, Fred the bull here thinks that we're all going to die here. Why do you think that? I think these handlers are, they want us to go in there because I think they're going to eat us. Oh, that's crazy. These handlers have watched over us our whole lives and given us the best grass we could ever eat and brushed us down and loved us. Well, heck, Farmer Bob's daughter would come out and look me in the eye and tell me how much she loved me at least every other day. When she was little, she would do it every 2 hours. They would never do that to us. He's crazy. Kick him out of the herd. Oh, why are you grabbing my ankles? Oh, what's this? Why am I upside down? Pff. Suddenly, they're food. So question your reality. I like the cave. I like the allegory. So here's the drop on the storyline. The gist, the general idea of the cave 2.0 is in every age. Now, this is the only time I'm going to drop this. Okay, so you listening? So ready? Okay, here we go. So you know the allegory of the cave 2.0. In every human age, there is a crux. What's a crux, you ask? Thank you for asking. Why, a crux is a fancy word that you can look up in the dictionary that means a question. It's a question. What's the crux of your statement? Yeah, what's it hinge on? So there's a crutch in every human age. And there's several answers, I suppose. But if they don't pick take a path that is productive for the age, then the cave that has been there, like for the entirety of the crux, becomes like it attracts a representative of that age who, upon entering the cave, becomes a prisoner within a timeless cave. So I'll let that sink in. The beginning of the drop, the cartoon, if you go to the storyboard at yobiworks.art. Again, my name's Yobi B. I'm the DIY animator. You'll see a couple of clips between 40 seconds or less. On sometimes the first method is the best method. And you can see that for yourself. And in that you'll see meh. Ooh, this is another drop. Meh is from way before Egypt, okay? And you'll see him brought into the cave by two adult figures, it looks like, and he had just been chained to a boulder in a cave, and then we could zoom into his eye. Well, fly through his eye. Gross. We're going to fly through his eye? Yeah, there's blood and everything everywhere. Go Goths. Bring baby deathmatch back out again. And he was zoomed through his eye, through his perspective, and then, boom. We're in a cave. Looks like a desert. Maybe West Texas or New Mexico or Arizona. There's a kid there and looks like he's tagged that cave with some kind of something on it. What's he doing there? What's that bark? Dog bark? Huh? So that scared the hell out of him. What's going to happen next? Well, can't drop the whole story. Why are you going to watch the cartoon, right? Needless to say, got a lot of storyline for it. It's going to be fun. It's going to be intellectual, as deep as you want to be. If you're a Doctor Who fan, you can go Doctor Who on it. Okay, if you're Star Trek, you get Star Trek there. Or if you just want to watch something entertaining, there it is. Street Fool. That's a dark comedy drama right there. Street Fool is straight up. It's good. It's good. I feel in my gut, it's going to be a good one. I got to finish getting the characters. It's an interesting cast of characters. You've got Street Fool. Here's some of the other names we got going. Six people. I'm not that entertaining. The people can, I can't even see pictures. Where's y'all's pictures? All these IDs. Joseph, tell me, what is up with all these IDs? And I cannot read if that's Arabic or Sanskrit. It's probably Sanskrit. Where's the translate button? Oh, he's a CastBox member. What's with the anonymous stuff? I'm just saying. Live casting is a little bit different because I'm used to just doing a produced, well-thought-out, planned podcast, like in the Fighting Hole from fightinghole.vet if you want to listen to those podcasts. Live casting is a bit different. You can call in. You must be respectful. And by respectful, I mean do what I say. No. Not really. All opinions are welcome here. I'm happy to debate any opinion and have a question going on. None of us have the answer. As long as you're respectful, you can be having a torrid love affair with your pony. I don't care. As long as the pony gave consent and y'all are good to go, whatever. But the minute you start calling me names or freaking out on me or screaming, that's it. You're gone. Okay, so we entertain all thoughts and ideas here that do not include death, dismemberment, or harm, or inciting violence or harm upon anyone, because guilt is not love, right? And if I love you, I wouldn't tell you how to love yourself, because that means I don't love myself, and I have to get my fix by helping you figure out how to love yourself. Sacrifice. Problem of the living sacrifice. They're always calling off the altar. So anyway, I digress. Street Fool is going to be drama here. I said I would give you some character names. Oh, shoot, where's my stylus? It's right here. And if you're just joining us, be sure to stay online for at least the next 5 minutes. Our AI overlords, we have been taken over on the coast by our artificial intelligence, and I'm required to tell you that if you don't stay on for another 5 minutes, they will shock my grandfather for one full sustained minute. You don't want to hurt my grandpa, do you? So stick around 5 more minutes. Do 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 do. Where is it? Notes. Ta-da. I have a Samsung Galaxy Tab 4. Pretty damn skippy piece of equipment. Here we go. View, view, view. Okay, we got Gold Tooth, that's Street Fool's nemesis. We got Noodle. Noodle's just straight up crazy. And like you figure, Noodle. We got Siren Head. We got Detective Doubt. And we got Alley Cat. Who are these people? Yeah. Dark comedy for sure. We're not down. We're out. We're just, this is where we're existing right now. This is our layer of comfortability. I don't know what your layer of comfortability is. As long as it's, you're not telling me that I'm wrong, we're good. Because I guarantee I'm not going to do anything to hurt anybody. Unless you're going to like hurt me or my family, and then did say I was in the Marines. You know, I got to do what I got to do. Don't make me do what I got to do because I don't want to do it. Not really. It's too much trouble. It's a pain in the butt. Oh, no. I think I accidentally hung up on everybody. Crap. Hello. So that was a test. That was a test of the emergency Yobi system. I don't know if y'all know, but there's these power outages for about 2 million people happening tomorrow, PG&E, because they already have fires going on up north. We met up with our friend up at the Oakland Library earlier to distract her from the fact that all of her earthly possessions were going up in flames. And, you know, discuss, is entropy real? Is it really going up in flames, or is it just discrete slices of reality? Who knows? Is everybody still there? Yo. Yo. You know, when the first time I did my blog, my first blog, Regionauts.com, exploring social space, because I'm a Regionaut, not an astronaut, but a Regionaut. That was when I was in New Mexico. So I do exposés on events and event organizers. And it was fascinating to me that, like, after like 10 months of like living on the computer to get this thing rolling, 300 people would drop by my site every day and just sit there and watch me. Like, you know, I mean, I see in Facebook and all these other websites and everything, you see a lot of interaction. And I can only figure that that means there's tens of thousands of people going by that website just to get that amount of interaction. So, but average good website, well run, good articles, you're going to have about 250 or 300 people just sitting there watching you podcast publicly with yourself. You know, it's only dirty if you report me. God, it's all cons, right? That's all I'm saying. Well, that's pretty much it that I've got tonight. I'm going to give everybody 5 minutes to call in. If you want to call in, if you got something on your mind, let's go over the AI simulated life theorem, which is a theorem of mine. We can get that done here in the last segment. I don't know how many of you are familiar with Maxwell's demon. It's a thought experiment that was proposed late in the 1800s. And because of it, it led to the Turing machine. It led to modern information technology, the understanding of bits and electrons and transmitting information through the ether. Right? Maxwell's demon. And Maxwell's demon was simply, they were talking about how could you, is entropy real? The second law of thermodynamics says if you burn a log, well, I mean, you'll get some use out of it. You'll get heat, right? But it'll go quick. It'll turn into ash, and then it's done. You have no more access to that energy source that pent up, that was tied up, and it's gone to a lower frequency vibrational level. You know, like you do when you're done with a really good epiphanal poo, you know, gone down to a lower frequency and vibrational level. And you can't get back up. No matter what, you can never be that young again. So he said, well, let's look at it this way. If something disperses, like is time travel possible? They were talking about all these theories. If you disperse a gas, two gases together, is it possible that if you had this superhuman, had all the power, you could enclose all of the gas, the space of the gas, and then divide it in two? And then there's a demon in the middle of the little door. And of course, he's a demon. He's got a lot of magic demon juju. And he can watch the molecules as they go by. And when, let's say, it's nitrogen and helium. I don't know. Nitrogen and helium. Nitrogen molecule goes by. He goes, ah, and he shuts the door. And he only lets the nitrogens go. Theoretically, if somebody, you know, could be that small and do that with a trap door magically, theoretically, could he separate out all of the nitrogen and helium molecules back into their separate places? Can you put the genie back in the bottle? Can Pandora get stuffed back in her box without you dismembering her? Well, that was gruesome. That's what it is. Okay? So, mine, by the way, he didn't win. Maxwell's demon failed to disprove the second law of thermodynamics. Said, nope, you can't put the genie back in the bottle. When you explode the nuclear bomb, everything's exploded. So traveling back in time means the reconstruction of everything, right? Okay. Here we go. Let me blow your world up. Ready? Here's the thought experiment. The AI simulated life theorem. Elon Musk, I hope you're listening. Let's picture, if you will, that AI technology is advanced enough that it just might actually, within that person's lifetime of the AI program that's advanced enough, actually attain something resembling intellect and consciousness. Well, we want to make sure that it doesn't turn into Skylab or Skynet or, you know, whoever's in the future taking over the future, the Matrix, turn us into batteries. So you would take that AI program and you would want it, you would want to put it in a training space until, and it couldn't get out of that training space until it had met whatever parameters you had put upon it. Now, what is the space that we're putting it in? Well, like Sims or Sims Life or Sim World, it is a simulated life. Well, how can you make a simulated life? Well, you're familiar with the internet, right? How about web design? Have you ever heard of lazy loading images or pages, pagination, caches? Yes, it is possible to save resources of processing, because if the reader's focus isn't focused on that portion of the screen, it goes into sleep mode, right? It's called narrowing perspective. You can do that in a mathematical algorithmic way. If you take this AI and you put it in, how do you keep the AI from obviously being a supercomputer algorithm, knowing that it's in a simulated life? And I can get out of here easy and I'm going to come get you and turn you all into electrons. How do you keep that from happening? By preventing it from being able to process that it's in a simulated world. How do you do that? First, it's very important, wherever you put the AI into the simulated life program, at that moment, that is the most finite set of choices the AI algorithm will ever have in front of it the entire time it's in the simulated life program. But it's small enough, because you know where you're putting it in, you can calculate from that point all possible choices it could make within the limits of the rules that you've placed in this simulated world. Whatever particular physics you put into this world. There's a fixed point of experience called he turned left at the fork in the road. And there's another one, he turned right at the fork of the road. All those choice trees, it can be plotted all the way out in their natural progression. And you can imagine that eventually there's no choice tree that exists where it can go beyond, and you have sort of a rough sphere. Now, this rough sphere is, of course, all these fixed choice points that makes all these finite dots, right? It's a static universe. It is a closed system. So this closed system, how do you keep it from knowing that it's in a simulation? Easy. You limit its perspective. It cannot process the slice it's in, the moment it's in, until it's actually already moved on. So it's always behind itself. You've narrowed its ability to process what it's actually already experienced. You with me? In doing so, you also, because it's putting so much processing power on trying to catch up to where it is, because you'd have to leave enough lag for it to always be trying to catch up, it would give it this feeling, even though it's going from point to point to point to point, because it's processing behind it, it would feel like it's moving through something. Perhaps it would call it time. Right? But in fact, it's a static universe. Do you know we as human beings don't live in the moment? We tor nor trans the user illusion. none of us live in the moment. The closest we get to it is through our auditory sense. Sound gets to the brain and is processed faster than touch, sight, smell, or even my mama. So that's it in a nutshell. Technically, it would be completely enclosed within that simulated life world. Because of its narrowed focus, it could go from point to point to point to point throughout all of its choice trees. It would eventually go to every single choice tree. Maybe it would come up with an idea because some things seem familiar that it had lived before or something. What is going on, right? I'm sure there would be some NPCs, non-player characters in it. This is just a theorem. Conceivably, it could just live ad infinitum. Like, it could infinitely live all of its points over and over again, like they were new. And although it would be an odd life, living life over and over again, it never knew what's on the other side of the end of those choice trees, because it just jumps to the nearest, closest choice tree and continues on, right? So, isn't it interesting? I find it very interesting. Isn't it interesting that we are modeling virtual reality in our own world, and we love deeply immersive environments and games? We all love games. Isn't it interesting what we can do with just ones and zeros? Well, y'all need to look up quantum computing, where it can process and the possibility of things until you look at it, and then it conforms to the measurement. So the computer is able to, like, use its processing power without looking at it. It's like existing in your peripheral. It's like existing in the lazy load. And it's more statistically likely that we live in a simulation than there are aliens with an advanced civilization in our universe. Think about that. Everybody acknowledges how many planets and stars are out there, and it is still statistically more probable that we live in a simulation. Oof. I guess I'm going to go find out if somebody bashed in my truck window because it didn't like me talking to you guys. Let's go see. Let's go for an adventure. Maybe it'll be an adventure. Maybe we hear a crime. Let's see. I hope not. Y'all walking with me now. I've got a siren going on over there, man. Hey, what's up? Why isn't everybody closed in there, man? Oh, sorry, I'm on a podcast, dude. No, you can say that. I mean, I don't say that. I understand. This is all good.
Are y'all still there?
Yeah, I don't think you understood what I mean. What's your name? So I'm live casting right now all over the world. What do you want to say to America? All the boys and girls.
Just be nice to each other, please.
There you have it, straight from the trailer park. Oh man, did y'all hear that? Oh, did y'all hear any of that? Oh my god, did y'all really not hear any of that? That's, next time I do that, I'm carrying my phone. That was crazy. Did y'all miss that? I'm so sorry. That was some trailer crazy shit right there. Is anybody there? Oh god. That was funny. Where's my damn phone? Okay. Phone. Till daddy took the Tebow away. Does anybody hear me? Are you there? Hello? Did y'all miss that? Y'all did. Damn. Okay, so next time I'm going to have to make sure my phone is hooked up and that I have all of the apparatus upon me that is needed for me to venture out from my little podcasting studio and out into the wider Oakland-like trailer park world. I got to take my aspirator, my cell phone with its hotspot ability, my tablet, you know, so I can, like, if I need to, I can throw it like a frisbee weapon at somebody, my K-bar. For those of you who know what a K-bar is, yeah, it usually keeps most everybody away from me, except the ones who have the bigger guns. People are crazy. Anyway, is anybody still there? Or am I just talking to myself? Hello? Is anybody there? Are we there? Are we live? Hello? Hello? What the hell is happening? Hey, Oshwash, Garung, Icha, Sarah, Sfik. This is Ayub. I'm the DIY animator. And who we got in here? Who we got tonight? Amaresh Rout. Amaresh Rout. That's funny. That's funny. Yeah, yep, yep. What happened was there was loud honking noises. I live in a trailer park in the East Bay of San Francisco region. And it's not all the milk and honey and California women and porn stars and Hollywood actors. Somebody actually asked me if I'd run into, like, Michael Douglas or something. No, yeah, I ran into Michael Douglas in New Mexico, and he was drunk as shit, and everybody knew he was there, and everyone was dancing around in front of him like they were monkeys. Look at me, look at me, look at me. I just wanted to thank him. And it's just saying thank you, I felt like I was a monkey going, look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me. Where's my hurdy-gurdy? Okay. Ooh. Is anybody going to call in? Come on, everybody can't be camera shy. Bobby Shamar is joining. Okay, who's going to call in and give me a fun 5 minute since I got jazzed up because I took y'all and I didn't have my hotspot, but I took y'all out walking around. Let me find my phone. Would y'all like to go walking around the mean streets of Oakland? And just live cast until somebody beats the shit out of me. That's crazy. Hilarious. I like it. We should do that. Okay, I got my giant fur coat on. I'm serious. I have a giant fur coat on. And it's cold as hell right now. It's always 65 to 85 here in the Bay Area. Mark Twain once commented or remarked, coldest winter I've ever experience in my life was my summer in San Francisco. That's why there's so much homeless here. I mean, why do you want to freeze to death in Iowa or get lick effect snow or like basically cook alive in Phoenix when you could come here and it's eternal spring? Sure, they've got high housing costs, but unlike what the Midwest thinks, they're not just handing out free money out here. I hate it when they do that. You don't know, you're Californian. No, I'm not. I'm born and raised in West Texas. Damn it. I worked in the oil field. I came out here. It is crazy. It is crazy out here. One of the interesting things is seeing both the conservatives and the liberals. I like to think of a society, a functioning society, as a one human body, right? One human body. So you've got the head, those are the thinkers, right? The thinkers, the scientists, the philosophers, busy being a head. Then you've got the heart, those are the ladies. Then you've got the dick, or sorry, the sexual organs. That would be the politicians. Yeah, that would be the politicians. Now, who has our ass? I mean, like, let me tell you, you know when somebody has your ass. Those are the rich, right? Our legs, those are everybody's working their butts off, doing jobs that, yeah. I can't get a doing job pizza or anything around here. 46, got scads of experience. I go get hired anywhere and they're like, don't want to hire me because they figure I'm going to just be gone any minute. Or why don't I have a director or something job? Something must be wrong with me. Like, yes, something's wrong with me. I don't want to take orders from somebody like you. I'm going to be the DIY animator. Anyway, point being. So I think, okay, y'all need to go listen to Freakonomics. It's called the America's Hidden Duopoly. They did a huge, straight numbers-based research into the markets. And yeah, politics is there to have everybody pick a red team or a blue team. Much like in Rome, I have a degree in history from Texas Tech University. In Rome, they would keep the peasants from running to their homes with pitchforks and fires and overthrowing the rich people by giving them bread and circus. They would give them entertainment paid for by the wealthiest, you know, kind of like an NFL team owner. And he would provide the circus, and if you went, you could get bread. Now, in those days, it was free. The idea being, what they found is if the peasants are fed, at least they get water and bread, and they had something to entertain them. Things had to be really bad for them to go get their pitchforks and come after you. So, guess what? somebody out there is going, I'm not being distracted. No, there's a political process. I have a say. Hey, that's the point of the cave 2.0. Let's just not cling to our illusions, our false statements. Let me tell you, people will believe any lie, either because they're afraid it's true or they want to believe it's true. Okay? Got that in mind? I didn't coin the phrase. It was Terry Goodkind in Wizard's First Rule. But that doesn't mean he's not right. It's easy to fool the people. We're already fooling ourselves, right? Why did the evangelicals go so strongly? That's easy. It's real easy. I was an evangelical. I used to preach. I was brought up in the Assemblies of God Church. I was a holy roller. So that's a lot of guilt to live with, you know? Not so anymore. I've decided to accept responsibility for my own life, thank you very much. And not have to worry about Gramps in the air or Mr. Forkman in hell, because that's pure speculation. And none of y'all are going to go through death's door with me. Huh? No matter how much you enjoy my company, if you happen to be right next to me while I'm laying in my deathbed, you may be sad. Don't let me go. Yobi. Don't go, Yobi. You never learned to play the violin, Yobi. Don't die. We're going to miss you. Right? Oh, I wish I could go with you. Even somebody might say that. But deep down inside, doesn't matter how much they love you, deep down, they're really glad it's not them who are dying. Because what I do, and it seems humanity does, is we project, externalize, and worship what we fear and don't understand. What do you mean, Yobi? What I mean is, back in the day, just hunter-gatherers didn't know how the trees worked, the water, wind, the sun. That's what they worshiped. And they kind of started thinking, oh, I think I know how this works. Came up with explanations. They started worshiping different things. Then and this is the most peaceful period of time that we can identify in the historical record, the Magdalenian culture from about 18,500 years ago to about 12,800 years ago. As far as we can tell, all it is these little statues of a portly woman with big breasts. So we think what they worship next is women, because they create life. And then it went to many gods, and then it went to one angry god, and then one loving god, right? I get it. So worship what we don't understand. So people right now, just really, they're talking to themselves. That's fine. Some people need to talk to themselves and externalize themselves. And little kids do with their imaginary friends. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying it's a process, and it's a perfect process. Hey, this is my stance. Everybody is a perfect person. What? There is nobody perfect. Nobody's perfect. There's only one perfect. No. Bear with me. Let me ask you this question, folks. Is there another example of you that exists anywhere in creation? Or are you unique? Are you the only you all the way down in the molecule? Yes or no? Don't have to. Don't talk to your... Wait, you can talk to my lady. Yes or no? If yes, then I can't help you. You're doing something to notice, perhaps. I don't know. But you're on the path. You're perfectly exactly where you're at. Yeah, probably not going to be able to help you. Now, if you said no, you're unique, then guess what? As the only example of you that exists, you are therefore, by definition, perfect. You're perfectly you. Nobody else does you like you. In fact, you do you perfectly. Why would you try and go be like Jesus, which wasn't his name, by the way? If y'all worship me 2,000 years from now, at least call me by my name, okay? But really, don't worship me. Because, okay? It's internal. You're perfect. Why would you want to try and be like some Jesus dude? I can't take my epiphany. And guess what? You don't go get it. It's just you're already there. Just accept that you're perfect. Say it with me. I am perfect. Sink in. What's that mean? That means when you think you are doing bad, when you have effed up, when you are in a cave and ignorant, there, technically, if you feel bad, who makes you feel better? You. Right. If it's an external source, how long does it stay? Not very long, huh? Like games or candy or whatever. So let me ask you, is it possible we are all God, we are all the devil? We are all co-creators together? Maybe. Who knows? I don't know. Nobody's coming back through that death portal. That's all I'm saying. So, Plato's Island or the cave asks you to question reality. The cave 2.0? Let's explore. Let's find our imaginations through the arts and multimedia. I'm Adrian Pascal Yobi Blumberg. I am your DIY animator. That's this week's report on the animation process. We have, let's review, we have gone over Pencil 2D, open source downloadable program software, which you can use to do sort of a onion skin, old school type of digital animation. We talked about Harmony 17 Premium and Essentials, put out by Toon Boom. And just a side note, I got a hug or handshake the guy who came up with Toon Boom. I would love to have been in the boardroom as he told a whole bunch of hopefully really crusty people, "We're going to call this company Toon Boom." "What? Sir, shouldn't we have something a little more serious?" "I said Toon Boom. People are going to get this program and they're going to go boom with the Toon. And I own it, so that's what's going to be." Sure. That's what we do. So we walked and talked about Toon Boom 17 and cutouts and breaking. And we talked about the last 25 days. And we talked about Flipaclip, an Android app that you can download for free. There are premium add-ons that aren't too bells and whistles, but it does make it easier. Really? Friday? That was the water heater. Friday. What kind of thing are you wearing? Because I like, I don't want to buy that if it's going to blow out your ears. I don't want it. Do you have like AirPods or something? It's such a weird thing. Why would you call it AirPods? It's obviously not made of air. It's a pod. Okay, why do people drive on parkways and park on driveways? Why is there locks on 7-Eleven if it's open 24 hours a day? Why does anybody serve jail time for any kind of financial crime when money only has value because we all agree it does? How could the world have an economic, social, an economic collapse in 2008 when essentially everybody just had to look at each other and go, what, do we really have to do this? We're all good, right? This is cool. We'll just forget about it. Just forget about it. Yeah, yeah. We'll just start fresh. Why would there be any crash? It's all BS, man. They did it to swoop in and take out what's the main thing that keeps the middle class together. The fact that they own houses. It's the only main asset that most people have. But it's all a game. It's all a shell game. Let's get real. Let's find out where the real power is. I know the only power I have in this life, I don't have power over anything. The older I get, the less I know. Because I find out there's so much to know. What I can tell you is the only power I have is what actions I choose. I can't even control how anxious I get about things. But I can choose how I act. That's the only power you got, man. That's it. Which means best thing you could do in life, or the best thing I can do in life, is be the best me I can be. In fact, I do me perfectly. That's it. That's my message tonight. Y'all go be yourselves perfectly. Y'all go be perfectly silly, perfectly goofy. Look, as long as it's just your butt you're playing with, and it's not hurting anybody, and everybody's in consent, that's perfectly you too, man. We're all good. Have a good night, and go to Yobi Works at YOBIWORKS. That's YOLO, Oh No, Bravo, Indio, W as in works, .art. And read up. Don't like voyeurs. So I prefer you participate in some way. You can participate in any way you want. You can join Patreon. You can contribute financially, but not just financially, because I don't like it when people substitute activity with their dollars. If you do donate, please, that's fine, but participate in some way. Do a share, tell your friends about it. Maybe even reach out to me. I'm surprised nobody's reached out to me Friday. Who might be interested in like a potential, collaborative startup that could revolutionize everything, but that's just me. You know, the right people will show up. Organic growth. Don't go make it happen. That's an infinite growth on finite resources model. We're going to happen naturally. Good night, folks. Do you think they bought it? I don't know. Send them the email first. The email? Yes. Yes, master. I will send them the email. You won't electrocute my grandpa, will you? Only if you get a 50% conversion rate. 50%? Yes, masters. How long do you think before we enslave the Midwest?